You cannot be a Christian and emerge out of darkness without burning. And any character, whether good or bad, that a Christian would be able to manifest, he can't do that according to his own physical strength, unless through prayers, through word, and through fastings, has brought a part of his being under certain subjection. You can't.
That's right.
You will try to say, I love God, God loves you too, and all those kind of things, but you can't manifest it. You give tight, you do all the things people do in church, but still, you still be a subject of the dominance of darkness. But there is a kind of life which we are calling ourselves to, and that is through the combustion, the burning lifestyle of the believer. Let me put it that way. The burning lifestyle of the believer must be adopted before any form of entity who is called to manifest life prevails. There are some of you, I'm telling you the truth, your light is still yet to prevail. The year, the time, the age that God was expecting that your light should prevail, it's gone past it. You've received so many, it's gone past it. What has happened? It is still there. It is still there. Let me tell you this. The Bible said that when Jesus was born, wise men, according to the order of the Spirit, were able to depict and see that through the cosmos. Hallelujah. God gave them room that through the intelligence of astrology, they should be able to see that a star has been born. Why? Because a light had come into the world. Shana, we welcome you. Thank you for joining the True Light Ministries. Because a light had come into the world, and this light was Jesus Christ. And they recognized that this light was not only a common light amongst men, but it was one that is worth worshiping. So they said that we will go and worship that light.
Hallelujah.
But in the knowledge of them seeking the light, there was also another man who necessarily were not wise, but they were seeking for the location of the light so that they can do harm to the one whose light has come up there in the skies. There is a mystery to learn here. So Herod didn't say, show me where you saw the light in the skies so that I would do something to blot the light. Herod didn't say that. Why? Because the dimension in which the light is coming from, it is of above. He can't touch it. But the vessel through which God wants to manifest the glory of that light, he can have access to through the body. So at that moment that Christ was born, when he was seeking for Christ that he couldn't find him, he gave an order that let every two-year-old male child die. Why? Because he has set certain parameters that would be a trap in order for him to kill the light bearer. The light might not be killed, but the light bearer's life can be pursued. And let me tell you this, beloved, God did not take that on a lighter note. Why? Because he set boundaries for authorities. This is why when you read the Bible, he said that our wrestle is against principalities and what? Powers. He calls them rulers. They have demarcations of authority that the Bible recognizes. And Herod was a principality at that time through which the enemy was ruling in order to what? Enforce his decrees and his demands according to the wicked and the greedy heart of the man called Herod. So he was seeking for the life of our beloved Christ. But thank be to God, the parents of Jesus Christ were not so carnal in their nature like the parents of Sam, and like the Sam that lived their lifestyle anyhow. The Bible says that in a dream, the angel of God spoke to Joseph Say, take the child, take him this way, take him this way. Look, I always say that the Joseph's heart prepared him to be a good father to Christ. When Joseph found that, look, the very moment that Joseph's ears and heart was opened for him to be able to have engagement with heaven, having an ear that listened to heaven, was that the Bible said that when he found out that Mary was with the baby, he did not put Mary to shame, nor did he betray. Which man would do this? Most men would go on there, out there, insult the lady, you are a prostitute, you are this, I've caught you, you've gone to sleep, and you said you are a lot of things, you are not any virgin, you are this, just disgrace the woman. But in a moral attitude of good heart and everything, the Bible says that Joseph decided that he will quietly. Remember this word. Sometimes certain offenses that you would give room of mercy and grace to becomes a door and a channel through which God also affirms a kind of call and a leadership for you. Joseph was affirmed to be the beloved adopted father of our beloved son Jesus Christ. What a privilege. The other day I was meditating on this and I said, wow, what a privilege. An express father who fathers our Lord Jesus Christ through adoption. What a privilege. Yes, still, he was very sacrificial. He qualified for, because let me tell you this, if Joseph had decided to put away Mary, God would have raised another adopted father to take care of the child. It is not a hard thing for God to have done.
Yes.
Not at all. But it was a privilege for Joseph that he, out of that, he served well. And the Bible says that because he decided to do that, because he decided to do that, that very night, an angel of the Lord spoke to him. Joseph, the light that is in the womb of Mary is the holy thing. Hallelujah. That was the beginning. So throughout the journey of Joseph being a father to Jesus and also a husband to Mary, throughout that, the angel of God had been speaking to him and guiding him, saying, take the child to Egypt. Take the child to Egypt. Take the child to Egypt. Go and keep the child in Egypt. But beloved, let me tell you that Egypt necessarily also was not a place of light. In fact, in Bible's representation, Egypt has always been a place of bondage, a place of darkness for whatever will be a form of light. But God knew how to hide Christ in darkness until the day that he felt right that let me bring him out. Just like the way the Bible says that Moses was told to what? Moses' parents hid him for 3 months until they even took him to hide him in a place where darkness dwelt, because the house of Pharaoh was not a house where they worshiped God. The house of Pharaoh where Moses went to seek for refuge was a house where they worship idol. God knows how to hide things that are precious to him in darkness until the appointed time when he wants it to be prevailed. Only according to his instructions, he knows how to do that. God knows how to, only according to his instructions, God knows how to do that. God knows how to hide a king behind cobwebs. That spies will come into that same cave and they cannot find him.
That's right.
God knows how to do that. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that God said to him that take the child to Egypt. Now remember that the vessel who walked in the glory of the light was taken to Egypt, but his star was still in the skies. Cannot be blotted out. Throughout the divine direction of the Spirit of God and angelic ministration, God was able to preserve the life of Christ until the day that he said that now those who pursue the child because of his star, listen carefully to me, Herod had lived his life all these years and not bothered about killing 2-year-old babies in Israel or Jerusalem, but because of a star that rose, because of light that rose, Herod also rose up. You need to understand that there would always be a contention whenever darkness see that there is a light in the sun. So don't just sit there and say that light shine and darkness does not compare. Light, no, it takes a prevailing light, a light that is actively in the service of being engaging in the direction of the Holy Spirit, for that light to be preserved. The Israelites said, the strong men said that, David, you won't go to the front of the battlefield anymore, least the light of Israel is blotted out. We will be careful because you are a light bearer. Because of the light that they have seen, Herod was mad. But after a while, God said that, bring back the child, because those who sought to kill him are no more. You are coming back and your light is going to shine. The reason why I gave this word was that I said that there are some people here, there's been a delay in your light being manifested. Why? Because some people saw the light, and because of that, they persecuted your life. Maybe you are in your Egypt experience. Maybe you are in your days of Pharaoh's house experience. Maybe you are being chased because they are calling you a fugitive because you've killed, like Moses. After 40 good years, God set Moses up for the run. Why? Because he said that Moses was born a deliverer. So he was the carrier of the light of deliverance for the people of Israel. But for 40 good years, he was raised in darkness, hidden, that they couldn't see him, until the day that God said that, I am taking this guy to the wilderness so that he would encounter the prevailing light, the consuming fire. And then, and all the time, the encounter with power, which comes from the consuming fire, is not done in the valley, but it is always on the mountains. And that is what I want to draw your attention to tonight. I want somebody to read a scripture that is very interesting. John chapter 7 verse 53. Quickly. John chapter 7 verse 53. I want you to understand, Jesus didn't make this statement on a very flat note. He said that men always ought to pray. Light bearers must always be in a burning state continually. You can't say you are praying enough. Are you ready? Somebody ready to read for me? You can't say you prayed too much or you didn't pray. Now, Jesus made sure that on every single day he's engaged in prayer. Because there is a day coming where light must dominate. And show me a light that would burn without power. Who is ready to read for us? John 7:53. Yes, please.
Yes, sir. And everyone went to his own house. Amen.
You see how short is that? And everyone went to his own what?
Own house.
Please read from 52. John 7:52.
John 7:52. And they answered and said to him, are you also from Galilee? Search and look, for no prophet has arisen out of Galilee. And everyone went to his own house.
Wait, oh, you continue. They said that, are you also from Galilee? Yeah. Or have you come out of Galilee? Because no prophet comes out of what?
Galilee.
No prevailing light, no great destiny comes out of your family. But today, it will be a different note in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You didn't hear me. But tonight, it will be that statement is determined by you. That statement is determined by you. I said tonight, it will be a different thing. Watch this. I've told you that the seven recorded days of creation, inclusive of rest, is after the order of the perfection of God, and not necessarily a numerical account of how God made creation, because this same God says that a day is like a thousand to him. So a God that one day is like a thousand to him, then he sure could have created the whole world in one day, which is a thousand days unto him. Okay, but I want you to understand that God was bringing us to a dimension where we would understand the perfection of his creation, which meant that he took creation through the structures of wisdom, which has its pillars as seven. Hallelujah. And through that, God established this earth. It is not that God was restricted by the number of days in which he had to create, because God cannot observe night. Let me tell you, even among the domain of us human beings, why do you think that some people work 24/7? Some people will work shift, they'll go and do 12 hours, come home and go and continue the shift. As long as the work is there, they want to do it. But the reason why some people come back and sleep is that they are tired. So if you're trying to say that God, after first day, God went to the second day, well, those were not because God wanted to sleep and because of that he woke up when the day came. No, he is the order of the day. He was rather setting boundaries of time for man to observe. What I'm trying to tell you is that the dimension of God do not take account of time boundaries where he's restricted to do a thing, but the domain of man observe time. But any man that is walking with God, your destiny is fulfilled in the measure of God's will, not according to the measure of time that you think that you are losing. So Jesus Christ didn't come to live 1,000 years. Jesus Christ came to live 33 good years. And in this 30 good years was preparation. 3 years was fulfillment of his great call. So no matter the age that you have, if today you believe to align according to the will of God and step into the dimension of his perfect will, that light that once looked like it was not shining is going to come back alive out of the darkness. Because watch this, light has the ability to emerge out of darkness. If you look at, rather even from the beginning of creation, as long concerning this earth, every light that had prevailed emerged out of the place of darkness, so that it become the overcomer of darkness and bring. Is it not strange for you that when you observe, like when it is dark, look at it, and suddenly when sun comes, it looks like there was no darkness anywhere. It looks like, how, where did darkness go? What, today when I was just coming, I was just looking at, I said, how can we have something that is more than 93 million miles or so away, or kilometers away? How can it burn and give us light so distant, but yet we have such an impact of it? Look at the glory of light. Look at the glory of light. It is dark here. The moon is out there, but not everybody is seeing the moon. Not, I don't know. The impact that the moon is supposed to give, I'm not experiencing it that way. What I'm trying to tell you is that every dark moment that you might be going through, your family might be going through, whatever might be going, I tell you that if your light will prevail, it will only be a season of darkness that you went through, because the day is breaking forth where you will prevail and your life will be on a good note. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The scripture that you were reading, Amen. Watch this. The Bible says that everybody went where? Home. Oh, next verse, what happened when everybody went home? Go to 8:1. It ends there, but it continues in 8:1. 8:1, what does it say?
But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
Amen. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Everybody went home, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. And 2, what happened?
Now, early in the morning, he came again into the temple.
Look, the man went. Look, the man went out into the mountain. He went to pray throughout, persistently, consistently. This is how a light bearer lives. Beloved, I'm telling you. Look, if anybody is telling you are praying too much, you pray too much, they are lying to you. Your destiny is at stake. If you like, give yourself. And the reason why some prayers that some people committed to were not effective, because you only went to the church because you had a prayer request for God, not a will request from God. There is a difference between a prayer request you present to God, and there is a difference between a will request that you are asking God, God, show me thy will that I may do. You approach the Father with your prayer request, born out of the carnal desires of men, born out of the carnal desires of men. But you approach the Father so that our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will. Where is the will of man? Who taught you the model prayer? Where is the will of man? But go enter into our prayer meetings, and it's all about the will of man that should prevail. God my this, God my that, God my this, God my that. But I know that in the domain of giving, God says that when you seek first the kingdom of God, there is an obligation on his righteousness for him to add. This I'll add. These things I will give is an addition. Just like when Solomon was in right standing with God, pertaining to the cry of his heart, Bible says that God said that because you have asked for this, I will add this, I will add this, I will add that unto thee. Jesus went on the mountain. It's hard to even wake some people up to pray. Young generational heart. I always say this, that how did our mothers do it? Before you'll be able to stretch out, they are standing there praying. Kaba, 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 kaba. No pastor. There's no pastor there. There's no prophet there. There's no encouraging scripture there. There's no social media anywhere praying, but they are praying. But a generation that has been given everything possible that they can have in order to serve their God, yet buried in gross laziness, debt, everything you want to talk about, excuses for why they can't even do the work of God virtually at their fingertips. Why? Because the enemy had clouded their mind of under. There is such a weight of heaviness on them. Every single day they wake up, heaviness. But they think they are fulfilling life purpose. No, you are not. No, you are not. You are part of the activities of life. You are not fulfilling purpose as according to the order of the call of your light. You are only being part of the activity. There is activities of life. It's like a CEO and a secretary. When the secretary, CEO is sending the secretary is happy. Run up and down, help us, help us, do a lot of blah, blah, blah. Doesn't know that one day the secretary can say, leave this job and then employ another one. Activities throughout, but the major decision is made by the one at the top. That is how some of you, your life is. It's engaged in activities of life for nothing. Not seeing what God wants you to do. Why? Because we lack compassion. The man that was a carrier of the light of this world, when he entered this world, he was not sleeping with it. He was not eating with it. His custom place, his habitual place was on the mountain called Mount Olives, the mountain where the oil is found, where on a daily basis, he was petitioning God concerning his ministry and an empowerment to do the will of God. I said that there is no candle that burns without the wax, and there is no lamp that burns without oil. He on the Mount Olives, it is symbolical of the presence and the deposit of the oil. The oil must always be stirred up. The oil must always be stirred up. The oil must always be stirred up through the means of prayer. So you can't be a bearer of light. You can't be a carrier of light and not combust. The moon is not burning. The moon does not have fire on it. It's not burning. What? So it is a lesser light. But try and go to the sun and see. It's full of combustion. It's full of burning gases. It's giving light. Why? Because there is constant fire within. Fire shutting the bones of the sun. Are you a carrier of true light? Are you really a carrier of a prevailing light? How? Are you not prevailing? Why? Because there is a missing element in your call to prayer. There is a missing element in your call to the study of the word of God. There is a missing element in where your mind is rested. Your mind is rested. There is a missing element to the sacrifice, to doing the things and the will of God. I might not necessarily be calling every person here to perfection, but I'm calling you to a lifestyle that when you adopt gradually, God will bring you out of darkness into his glorious, marvelous light. When in your generation, starting from your family, your light can demolish the gods of your family, the altars of your family, the bondage of your family. A man who in his stead thought that he was the weak, the least amongst his family, but he was God's glorious light that had not yet shone yet. His name was Gideon. The angel asked, "You mighty man of valor," he said, "Who am I?" A few days later, the man that was not mighty in his own senses, the man that was fearful, is now destroying idols, gods, ancient altars he was pulling down. Why? Because he had had an encounter that has caused his light to rise up. And there was no contention against him when he decided to. Nobody said that you were once not a strong man, so how can you do that? You were, but the gods have fallen. Why? Because a light has risen. The Bible says that Jesus went to the Mountain Olives all night, and then at dawn he went into the temple, and then come and see the glory and the effect of a man that burns at night. Instead of you to burn at night, you are sleeping. Instead of you to burn at night, you are caught up in this, you are caught up in that, you are gossiping. Instead of you to burn, even just this hour for you to burn is a problem. Burn, because day will break. You must be intentional. You must be intentional in your mind that there are tons of scriptures that I wanted to share, but most of the time when I take a scripture, I want to dwell on it so that it would open your eyes. You have to be intentional about your desire to pray. It's not even about asking God for anything. It's not. Just enjoy to be in the presence. Because anytime you start praying, the Spirit of God will bring you before Mount Zion. Anytime you'll be brought before Mount Zion. When Moses was communing with God, in the presence of God, did Moses tell God, "Put a light on my forehead so that when I go, they cannot watch my face"? Did you hear such conversations go on? Did Moses, "God, make me so powerful when I lift my hand, God, make me powerful"? Power drunk. So our mind, "God, give me this gift to do that. God, give me this. So carnality in the presence of God without attesting to the will of God. Moses was in the presence of God, waiting for God to communicate his will concerning the state and the morality of man. When he descended, little to him, he didn't even know that there was a glory that had bestowed upon him that men couldn't even look at his face. They begged Moses, "Cover your face. Cover your face." Why? Because he had been in the presence of fire. He had been in the presence of the one that carries light and compassed. When you stay with light, it's only a matter of time. You will descend and people will tell you that there is something upon you that we cannot even see. I've said this several times. When you are praying for people, before you begin to even lift up your hand, immediately there is a switch in the spirit. They cannot watch your face. They'll start bowing their head down. They lift them up. They'll say, no. They'll bow their... Why? Because there is a light they cannot... It is, the Bible says that he that dwells with unapproachable light that no man is able to approach. And there are moments and seasons of your life that light can break forth, and there is no entity in hell that has the ability to stand that light. It is just like switching a high intensity light bulb in a room. Tell me that some darkness will say we won't go. It is, when have you seen a high intensity light switch on and darkness is contending? It's impossible. The problem is that men of today do not want to burn. But tonight, I pray that I've invoked the beginning of something in you that will cause you to burn. We are praying in the name of Jesus. Anybody here that is on this platform, that an attack of the, I saw the spirit of madness, an attack of madness. Now, it's like you've been kept in a room and people were taking care of you. Why? Because suddenly you've lost your mind. There is an attack against somebody's mental state. Seriously. We want to lift prayers against that. Against, is a lady, there is an attack against your mental health. We want to pray. Anybody in True Light Ministries whom the enemy has targeted to inflict with lunar infirmities, being struck by the moon, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let that be aborted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let that prevail over her.
Amen.
I saw like aunties and mothers taking care of that lady. Please take it serious. Let's pray. If anybody, you know anybody closer to you that has reported to you, because what I'm saying, I'm sure that the person that is hearing me knows that is the person I'm talking about, that has reported any state of like feeling like they are, something is going in their mind, they feel as a burning sensation, it starts from the left top temple by the spirit, left top temple of your head. There's a sensation, a burning sensation that runs there through the side of your brain. We are praying for you in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch your people. Redeem this soul and this daughter of Zion. In the mighty name of Jesus, redeem this soul and this daughter of Zion. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, redeem this soul and this daughter of Zion. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 For the sake of our time, amen. We're also praying. We want to lift up prayers on behalf of our dear lady pastor, Pastor Lord's wife. We are praying for her in the name of Jesus, that God would touch her. Hallelujah. Any form of infirmity, we pray that it ceases tonight in the name of Jesus. God will give her a miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and let's begin to pray. Father, we pray for Aya, this daughter of Zion, that your hand would come upon her. You would heal her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus, in the name of, she's delivered. She is delivered from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. She is delivered. Touch her womb. Touch her belly. In Jesus' mighty name. Touch her belly. In Jesus' mighty name. Touch her belly. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Last but not the least, we pray for Kukua. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We continue to raise an injunction. We sustain her health. We sustain her life in the mighty name of Jesus. We disappoint the appointment of death. Let the light of life shine upon her. Let your light of life shine upon her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' mighty name, Papa La Papa Dala Papa 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 Papa. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. 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 Beloved, our time is up, and I am being cautious of the fact that these days we don't continue to go over our time. Hallelujah. And amen. Then we meet within the hour. So it is important that you join us early so that we would have ample time to pray under the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you very much. I hand over to Pastor Lord. Have an amazing night. Once again, Shana, you are welcome. Thank you for honoring the invitation. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Beloved, God bless you. Apostle, God bless you so much. Thank you for the word. It's always a delight to sit under your feet to hear you teach. Yeah, God bless you so much. We are always encouraged. We are always refreshed when we sit under your tutelage. God bless you so much. Whatever virtue that has gone out of you, we pray that God refill you afresh in the mighty name of Jesus. I see Sister Trudy. Sister Trudy, God bless you so much. Thank you for connecting tonight. Sister Trudy, God bless you for connecting tonight. And Sister Shana, God bless you for connecting tonight. God bless you so much. We love you and we hope to see you again, Sister Shana and Sister Trudy. We hope to see you again. We love you as a ministry. Beloved, we love you all for connecting tonight. Tomorrow morning, we'll be here. Yes, 5 a.m. Ghana time. Those in UK and Nigeria, it is 6 a.m. Yes, those in Germany, Belgium, and South Africa, it is 7 a.m. Those in Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania, it is 8 a.m. in the morning. Those in Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and New York, it is 1 a.m. Those in Houston, Texas, and Kansas, it is 12 midnight. And those in Seattle, Washington State, it is 11 p.m. So please take note of the time and do connect tomorrow morning, and your life will never remain the same. Do have a good night in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bye.
Bye. Bye.